There appear to be no standard operating procedures written for planning and treating with a dynamic of soft wedge. The preventive action in this case is, of course, to develop such a document. The originator of the document should have a solid grasp of the science and technology involved in dynamic wedge treatment. However, before final approval for use in the clinic, review by the users of the document is essential. The users need to confirm that the procedure as written down is clear, complete, and unambiguous. Having the document reviewed by an experienced user of dynamic wedges in another clinic would add another layer of safety.